Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is the new start time for Celtic Dawn. Truly, it is dawn. We're actually here before the first rays of sunlight have peeked over the horizon. But it's time now for music. Good morning. It's 6:05 on a slightly damp Monday morning. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. And that was Will Pound from his brand new album, Through the Seasons, A Year in Morris and Folk Dance. And we started off with Brighton Camp and Salmon Tales. And the sounds you hear at the start and end of this track are recorded from the parade of the Saddleworth Rush Cart, which takes place in August each year. On the track, Ross Grant on the fiddle, my wife Claire and I are in the procession playing. So melodeon and drums is Will Pound. The tune Brighton Camp also accompanies the Saddleworth Morris Dance, Upper Mill, which is where the procession starts its long journey to St. Chad's. It's also known as the Rush Cart tune, although, of course, it is a popular accompaniment for many dance traditions. Rush bearing and rush carts parading to take rushes to be strewn on church floors lasted until the 1800s, but several teams have revived this tradition across the Northwest, most notably in Saddleworth and Sowerby Bridge. Salmon Tales is also a popular tune used during processions, originally known in the northeast of England as Salmon Tales Up the Water. And we'll be hearing a bit more from that album. But before Will Pound and Friends, you heard Karen Tweed and Tom McElvey doing Dr. O'Neill, The Humors of Glenn Dart, and Shandon Bells from Karen's album Luck Penny, out on her May Monday label. And we started off with Haneke Castle with A Trip to Walden Pond, the title track from her latest album. And a shout out to our friend Melanie Maz, who is doing a great job of recovering after being doored by an Uber driver. And yes, why don't more people follow up with being doored? Well, it turns out that Uber is just now approximately something like 17 weeks after the incident occurred is acknowledging, oh yes, it could have been their driver. And maybe they are responsible for the medical bills that were racked up. But, this is definitely a far too common occurrence, folks. Really, look out for when you're making a turn. Make sure that there's not a bicyclist coming up beside you or behind you. And also watch out on those single lane roads either side. You pull over to park, watch out when you open your door. So that's our public service announcement, sort of. Well, Karen used to play with a group called the Poozies, and they just have put out an album. Karen had to do a bit of work to convince them that an accordion could go along with the harps. But, the Poozies are now composed of Mary McMaster on electro harp and vocals, Ailish Shaw on fiddle and vocals, Sarah McFadden on fiddle, five-string banjo, guitar, and vocals, and Tia Files on guitar, stomp box, bass drum, fiddle, and vocals. So they're down to one harp and three fiddles and appropriate percussion. So we'll hear some from these folks.
washing up here. She's been lying in the bathtub way too long. Soaking in the bathtub way too long. When I last spoke with her, she said that she was sick. Oh, cleaning up a dirty house and living with a dick. Said, why don't you chuck him out, you're better on your own. She said she couldn't do it till the burns were fully grown. She's in there washing her hair, sitting in her own dirt washing her hair. She's been lying in the bathtub way too long. She didn't respond when I knocked. We'll have to assume she's alright. Up to her neck in her own shade.
Thank you. feeling knocks that pretty girl as she threw them all away. It's all a brisk young farmer was ploughing of his land. He called unto his horses for to bid them gently stand. As he sat down upon his bough for a song to sing, his voice was so melodious it made the valleys ring with the bell, I'll tell you, I'll tell you, back for the dear old day. And what few notes that pretty girl she threw them all away. Nothing in the wood, his voice was so melodious, it charmed her as she stood. I'm a lonely wood, she could no longer stay, and what few notes the poor girl had, she threw them all away. If I'll tell her, I'll tell her, back for the dear old day. Oh, what few notes that lucky girl had, she threw them all away. She then came to young Johnny, he sits on his plow. She says, young man, I really feel I cannot tell you how. She took him to some shady room and there she laid him down. She says, young man, I think I feel the world go round and round with my la-la-ta-la-ta-la. Back for the dear old day. What few notes that lucky girl had, she threw them all away. Mother will think me wrong, but she flung her arms around his neck as they went on to play. She says, my dear, I'd like to see this world go round again with me. Back for the dear old day. What few notes that lucky girl had, she threw them all away. Now come all you young women, take warning by my song. If you should a nutty
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye.
I pray you learn from history and heed my testament. My ghost now marches Flanders fields in sunshine and in snow. How I long for Tipperary and the sweetest girl I know.
Good morning, it's 6:42 and light such as we have. I understand from the last forecast that I looked at that we can expect showers and overcastness throughout the week. So, but at least we no longer have 90 degrees and really high humidity, so we have to be thankful for that. That was the Tannehill Weavers with the Ghost of Mick McDonald from their album Auroch or Gold, and it is, believe it or not, their 50th anniversary as a band. They came through town earlier this summer. Hope you definitely had a chance to see them. And this is a wonderful album, which is now available on Compass Records in this country. The Tannehill Weavers, Auroch, the Golden Anniversary Album. Before that was Anya Minot with Chant of Eternity from her album In the Name of Stillness. Anya has a new album out, which I will be extensively talking about, because I am covering for Something About the Women this coming Saturday. Prior to that, we heard Will Pound with Eliza Carthy with The Nutting Girl. Closely follows John Kirkpatrick's lyrics and instrumentation from the Morris On album 1972, which, as we commented, really seemed to have gotten everyone energized in England and all over the country. If they weren't from the Cotswolds and didn't do Morris dancing, then they revived the Molly dances in Cambridgeshire, or the stick dances and sword dances, rapper, you name it, they've got it all. And they managed to transfer that enthusiasm over here. And lest you doubt it, just try going to the Folk Song Society annual event in April, which features tons and tons of sides, both men, women, mixed, kids, everything. And in case you don't feel like going there, you can come to Harvard Square on Beltane morning at the week's footbridge and start following the processions throughout the day there. Before Anya Minot, as I mentioned, we heard Will Pound and Eliza Carthy with The Nutting Girl. And we started off with the Poozies with Soaking. Isn't that a great song from their album, hunch. Well, as I mentioned, we're featuring Will Pound's album, this edition of Celtic Dawn. But first, we wanted to let you know of some truly up-to-the-minute news. First of all, for those of you following events, we are not the only people who have had unseasonable heat. Swarms of wasps have been getting drunk on fermented berries and then attacking people in a stinging rampage all around England. Experts say that at this time of year, adult wasps are left with nothing to do after their young have flown the nest, so they, quote, go down the pub, end quote. And in case that wasn't enough for you, speaking of ghosts, transparency is an important quality in a man. A woman in England who claims to be a spiritual guidance counselor says she gave up romantic relationships with earthbound men more than 11 years ago to, quote, have sex with ghosts. She is now in a pretty serious relationship with one of them. And also, the UK heat has given flamingos a baby fever. A British conservation charity says record-breaking temperatures have encouraged a rare flock of Andean flamingos to lay eggs for the first time since 2003. The Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust says six of the exotic birds laid 9 eggs, all of which were infertile. The charity's reserve in Gloucestershire in southwest England then gave the Andean flamingos eggs from dear relatives, Chilean flamingos, to look after. Mark Roberts, the aviculture manager at the Slimbridge Reserve, says, with the Andeans in full parenting mode, we gave them Chilean chicks to bring up as their own. It's great motivation and enriching for the birds, end quote. The Andeans are some of the oldest animals at the Trust Slimbridge Reserve. Some arrived in the 1960s as adults. The birds are long-lived and can breed into old age. Well, this particular piece needs a new introduction.
Thank you. Britannia's homes with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. T'was Britannia bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free.
Good morning, it's 6:59. You're listening to WMFO in America.